It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Woo. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You better listen in public, might make your stomach hurt. Woo. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You're trying to unwind. You better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You're trying to get your snack. You better hurry right back though. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants. Hello and welcome to the Purple Pants Podcast, episode 130. It's a holiday. I serve as your humble and gracious host, Bryce Isaiah, and I am so happy you tuned in this week to come get some of this goodness that the Purple Pants Podcast serves up. If you have not already, please make sure you are subscribed to the Purple Pants Podcast. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, wherever it is that you get your podcasts from. We are there. Hit the subscribe button, write a review, and give your baby boy some 5 stars. What it do, Purple Pants Posse? How is everyone? I know, listen, last Tuesday, baby boy had to take a break in the sense that I was traveling. You know, I went to the Hearts of Reality in Florida. I had the Bryson Wynn Presents in Hoboken, and you know, we went to DC for Aza from Big Brother. She had a birthday party. So baby boy was out and about, and I just had to make sure that I took some time for myself. You know, here on the podcast, we are really big on self-care and putting yourself first. And sometimes there comes a point where you got to be like, you know what? I gotta sit down. I gotta take a day. I gotta take a 2 to rest. And I know in this holiday jumble that everyone's rushing around to get gifts, you know, it's a lot. And so it's important for us to take a minute, take a moment, take a day. Listen, if you need a week to just continue to put yourself first, because I think that it is very important. I had a wonderful time at Hearts of Reality. I was so excited to see a lot of the people that came. And I ain't here to drag nobody, but you know, it's the Purple Pants Podcast, so I'm going to keep it real. There were some people that I was really excited to meet, and the attitude in person was not giving what it was supposed to give. But nevertheless, I was just really excited. You know, some of the people from the challenge was there, and I was like nervous to meet Fessy, because I was like, oh my God, it's Fessy for the challenge. Bryce, don't fan out. Don't fangirl out. Don't fangirl out. Don't fangirl out. I get in front of Fessy. What do? Fangirl out. I'm like, Fessy! And he looked at me like I was crazy for a couple of seconds, but ultimately he was definitely nice. Huge shout out to Josh Martinez, who is a Zaddy and the Bryce Isaiah 2022 Zaddy calendar that is still available. So listen, the holidays, they ain't over, but I really love Josh. I love his energy. And you know how sometimes people be like, they be fake, they be phony, because it's a lot of them. I have to say that Josh is a real one. And there were times Josh is with some people that I necessarily didn't, you know, and Josh went out of his way to just show your baby boy some love and really went a long way. All of the Big Brother 23 people that were there, so nice. So it was just really good. And for me, y'all know I'm a third boo from Kagyan. So when I see these people that are fresh off their season or really big reality stars who know who I am and want to show me love, it really means a lot. So Hearts of Reality was so much fun. The Bryson Wynn Presents. Whew. Oh, but listen, at Hearts of Reality, Miss Stacy, who is a member of the Purple Pants Posse, she didn't came and blessed your baby boy. She brought me a gift, some earrings that were so nice. She brought some for Barb. Okay, and listen, Miss Stacy, I'm giving them to Barb for Christmas. The baby boy John John was there. He brought your baby boy some candle. I was like, yes, John John, come on, show your baby boy some love. So I appreciated, you know, first of all, I don't even expect to be recognized. And then for people to actually come and have gifts for me is it really means a lot. Then we had the Bryson Wynn Presents in Hoboken, which was amazing. So much fun. And shout out to Naomi and her son, Nicholas, who came. They said they remember the Purple Pants Posse. They never miss an episode. They brought your baby boy a candle. Just really got emotional just to see like a mother and son there that love Survivor, love your baby boy. And it just was so much fun. There were so many other people. The baby boy, Josh Green, looking like a Zaddy. He had his Star of David chain on. Josh was out there looking fresh. Shout out to Josh. He has never missed a Bryson Wynn present. You know, anything that we've had, he always supports. So huge shout out to Josh, and just a huge shout out to everyone. I don't mean to miss anybody. But yeah, it was just such a great time. And then we went to Wendell and I went to DC for Oz's birthday splash, which was just so much fun. And again, it's just the connections that you make in this reality world that you don't think, you don't really expect all the time for real friendships to form. So it was so much fun. And then even over the weekend, Big D from Philly, we recorded on his podcast, The Regular Degla. So just a lot. Baby boy has been on the move and the go. And, you know, the holidays are coming up, getting ready to go to Barb's house for the holiday. So I just wanted to take this time to just say that it is important that people that have been around in large gatherings, traveling, that, you know, before you go home, before you see your family and loved ones, it is this new COVID variant, the Omicron, the whatever the name is, it's out here. People are testing positive, and I think that it is important to know your health and to get tested. And, you know, I've been tested twice since I've been back, and thankfully I am negative. And, you know, before I head down to Delaware, I do want to get another test because I don't want to risk getting anyone sick. So I just think that it's important, Purple Pants Posse, if you have attended events, if you've been out shopping, you know, if you've been traveling, like, you know, make sure that you get tested and protect yourself and protect your loved ones. Yes, you know, we are outside again and we're trying to live our best life, but this COVID thing is real. And, you know, it's important to protect your loved ones, especially around this holiday time. We still have to live our life, but we have to do our due diligence in the sense of if we have been out, if we have been around a large amount of people, it's just important to get tested so that you don't continue the spread to your family or any other loved ones. And I just, you know, wanted to make sure that I put that out there because your baby boy been out and about myself. So I got to do what I got to do. And like I said, I've been tested twice and thank God it's been negative. However, you know, before Christmas Eve, sometime I would like to get tested again because, you know, my mom is an at-risk population. So with that being said, I'm excited for this week. I still got Christmas presents to wrap, and I love wrapping the Christmas presents. That's like my zhuzh because I feel like I'm a professional rapper. But this season, I feel like Christmas just has like snuck up on us. And besides all of the, you know, I've been telling y'all, I've been here, there, everywhere. Baby boy still got to work. And coming back from taking a week off from work, what was I thinking? It's the emails. It's the, hey, can we just jump on a meeting? So that, like, listen, I was away. Okay, I wasn't here. Y'all couldn't handle that while I was gone. So I still got gifts to wrap and I still got packages to track because I don't feel like going through this, but it's like, you know, I ordered some, you know, gifts 3 weeks ago and they still not here. And so then it's like, I got to spend more money because it's like, you know, the gifts will probably come after Christmas, but then I'm still see the people. So then I still got to get you a gift because, like, you know, I don't play about the gifts. So listen, it's a lot. So I hope that everyone is done their holiday shopping. If not, I hope that you are soon done because listen, Chris, it's a holiday and Christmas is coming up. So let's get to the menu of this week. Let me give you the rundown. So we got the church announcements this week on the menu. It is an Insecure week and baby, the episodes was good. So me and Dr. Sharia Lloyd from Survivor China are breaking down the last two episodes. Then we've got Barb's message and the freak of the week. So listen, let's get into these church announcements. And for this week's church announcements, I talked about this subject, I think, right before Thanksgiving. And I think it's important for me to bring it up again that the holiday season is, quote unquote, the most wonderful time of the year. And it is my favorite holiday because I love to be around the people that I love. And I love the giving spirit that the holiday sometimes gives people that normally around the year, you know, it just doesn't hit people. So I love that aspect about it. However, I do think it's important. Some people during this time of year really struggle, whether it be mental health, whether it be the loss of a loved one. And I just want to take the time to acknowledge that I know what that is like. And I know that it can be hard at times. And I think that it's important for you, like I said, during Thanksgiving, is to remember the person that you've lost and to celebrate them. And I know the holidays may look different, but you are still here and you're here for a reason. And I think that, yes, you can be sad. Yes, you can be upset, but really try to uplift yourself and do something in memory of that person that is no longer here and celebrate their life. Use this time to give back, do something like a charity or something that that person, the loved one, like to do. Try to give back. I think that that really can give you a feeling of fulfillment, and it's like their legacy goes on in some way. But I choose to look at this time to celebrate life and to celebrate the life that has gone on before us. And for me, this time of the year, it's a very giving time. And I try to give back as much as possible in ways that I know that can truly affect people, whether it is surprising someone with a gift that they would have no idea, whether it's, you know, sending out a greeting card, whether it's doing a pop-up at somebody's house just to say, I'm thinking about you. I try to be that bright light to someone else. And I encourage the Purple Pants Posse to be that bright light for someone else. If you know someone could be possibly struggling this holiday season, go out of your way to do something nice for them. Go out of your way to make them feel special. And even your strong friends that sometimes are always there and supporting you, go out of your way to support them, because people don't say that it means a lot to them. But I know just going that extra mile to make someone feel special or seen or heard really can make a difference. And I hope that you guys enjoy the holiday season. And remember that tomorrow is not promised, so we have to make the best of today. And you know, your family situation might not be right, you know, you might not like, you know, your mother-in-law, you know, but listen, it's important to make the best of any situation. And I also want to say this: protect your peace during this holiday season. If you got a tradition that you always go over your aunt, cousin's house, and the energy ain't right, but you always go because it's a tradition, protect your peace. Okay. And you listen, sometimes you might not need to go. Sometimes removing yourself is protecting your peace. And I think that that's important, because during the holiday times, we get stuck in traditions or things have always been done a certain way. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's good for you or your family or your mental health. But we just do it because it's the holidays. Like, no, 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 no. I think that, you know, you should start your own traditions. You should, you know, ensure that your mental health is good. Ensure the people that you live with are good. So in that same breath, you know, it's the giving season, but give unto yourself. And sometimes giving unto yourself is removing yourself from situations that don't benefit us.
It's a man who, it's a man you, me and potatoes like we cooking up a great stew. It's a man who, it's a man you, me and potatoes like we cooking up a great stew.
And we are back this week. Listen, you know, every 2 weeks we hitting you back with the Insecure recap. But listen, I have the pleasure of the first me first time announcing on the podcast. OK, we don't just got Sharia Loy from Survivor China on the podcast. OK, today, hold on, wait, let me clear my throat. We have Dr. Sharia Loy.
Oh, yes. My God. Okay.
<That's> real.
Yes. Sharia has gotten her PhD, okay, within the last 2 weeks. So congratulations are in order.
Thank you. And thank you for having me back again. This is about to be good.
Yes. But how does it feel to be a doctor?
Oh my gosh. It's very much still surreal. And I'm just not used to hearing it yet. My friends are like, you're just not celebrating yourself enough. I'm like, I just have to take it in. I feel excited though.
Yes. I can't wait for you to like, mind you, see, mind you, I don't know why my mind always goes to like petty first. I got to work on that. You know, I'm on the road to a better place, but I can't wait for you to actually like check somebody and you're actually Dr. Lloyd.
I literally cannot wait for that myself.
Okay. Like, and I low key want you to record it, but like, you know. Because, excuse me?
No, I'm sorry. Actually, it's Dr. Lloyd. Thank you.
And professionally, you know, if they try you at work, like, Sharia, could you actually, it's Dr. Lloyd.
Dr. Lloyd, actually.
It's okay. No worries.
Humble brag.
Yeah, okay. Okay, and listen, in all my email, listen, okay, no, I see, this is what I think of all the petty situations.
Listen, signature line has already changed. Thank you.
Okay. And first of all, doctor would be on like font 72.
Listen, it's crazy because you know you're going to get to that point, but getting there is definitely a little bit surreal. So I'm like, yeah, I reached a huge milestone. So I'm happy.
Yeah. Yes. And anyone that is listening, follow your dreams. Anything is possible. You've been thinking about it. Go ahead and do it.
Whatever that is, just do it.
Just do it. But listen, so huge congratulations again. Mind you, it's Dr. Riri on the podcast, though. Okay. If you're nasty. But we have 2 episodes to get to. Okay. It's Choices, okay, and Out. Okay. Now, episodes was great, but listen, all I got to say is the final 45 seconds of this current week's episode, Out, okay. Woo!
Honey, I wasn't ready.
Send me through the roof.
All the way.
Okay. So, but before we get into that, let's get into Choices, okay. So, Choices, okay, basically starts out with Nathan and Issa. Their relationship still flourishing. We know that the previous time that we talked, Issa was struggling because she said, I love you. Nathan didn't say it back. Then, you know, the episode, he was like, well, listen, I don't know what you want from me. And then he eventually said, I love you. So he was like, ooh, okay.
They still together.
And now they are talking about, you know, so Nathan is like, they're getting up and getting in the bathroom. And he's like, is that my shirt? And Issa is like, yeah, it's yours. And he's like, dang, I be leaving my underwear, my shoes, my jeans. I mean, we might as well move in.
Better initiate.
I was like, oh, okay. But again, everything with like insecure, I always like try to sort of reflect on my life.
Absolutely. And
I've never been in, I've never taken any of my relationships to that point. But I feel like I would be a little weary because like, one, y'all haven't dated that long. And moving in is a big step.
Whew. I think about that all the time. I'm like, am I really ready for this? Somebody in my space, am I ready for this?
And so, and that's the thing. I think that that's where you and I can relate is that like, we live by ourselves. We live comfortably. And I don't really know if I'm trying to like, cohabitate with anybody.
Listen, it's a lot. I mean, for me, it'd have to be in like a shared space, not my space.
Right. And I think that that's what we would have to do is that like, you can move in here. We won't have to get something that is like ours.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So this is going to be interesting.
Right. Because then I get worried. Like, what if like the way he brushes his teeth get on my, like, I've just lived by myself for so long.
I'm that person too. Like, can you rinse the shower out before I get in? Once you get out, like, come on now. My OCD.
Yeah, and it's like, I know it's give and take, but you know, when I get to that point, hopefully, you know, baby boy will be, you know, because you know, we speak of things into existence, okay? Absolutely. 2022.
Yes, but dry your feet before you get out of the shower, okay?
Well, listen.
Just some things, I'm just saying.
My pet peeve, though, is like your drawers. Like, don't have nothing hanging out the drawers. Just, like, shut the drawers and make sure the stuff is just tucked in. That, for me, will send me, like...
Really? Ugh. Ooh, I don't know why. That one.
I just like, and I like the bed to be made. Like, I like for when I come back, I like for, like, my bed. I like my room to just look clean.
Okay, I like that. Yeah, mine is the bathroom. Like, please wipe behind yourself. I don't need to see stuff. The toilet, the shower, like the scum, the shower. I need you to rinse. And don't put your wet feet on the mat. Also, don't put your wet towel on my bed.
No, first of all, the towel don't come.
It's for somebody. I don't bring it out the bathroom, but don't put your wet towel on my bed or your luggage. Okay.
Right. Because, listen, luggage is a no-no. Whew. Okay. Mm.
Yes. Those type of things will send me through the roof.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen. Okay. So, potential lovers that's listening.
Right. We digress.
Take notes. So, and mind you, while we at it, another thing is the dishes. Now, mind you, I'm bad at it because I don't really like to do the dishes, and I will normally wait to do the dishes and such to have to do it. But I also use, like, the dishwasher as just a place, like, to hide the dishes.
Oh, God, you're one of those? You don't actually use the dishwasher to wash?
I use it to hide and then I take it out to wash. Just because, like, I like the allure of, like, if I'm coming home from work, if I'm, like, whatever, I just like the allure of my home to be clean. Even though I know where the dirty spots are at, but I just like to just be like, whew.
Yeah. You know. Well, I'm a dishwasher girl and I wash dishes by hand too. So both, but that's just funny that you don't use the dishwasher for real. But I actually don't like to go to bed with dishes in my sink. Now, I'm not saying it never happens because it definitely does, but it's just different when it's somebody else is doing it versus me doing it. Like, I'm with you. The allure of it being clean.
Yeah, just, you know, because you just never know. I don't know if I'm like, my mom was like this growing up. Like, if anybody, like, say my aunt or somebody was, like, coming over, we would have to, like, clean the house top to bottom. And I'm like, it's Aunt Petunia. Like, who really cares? So I feel like that is, like, a past trauma of mine, so that, like, anyone that comes over, like, I feel like, even if my house is not clean, it still has to give somewhat of the allure. Right.
Yeah. It's straightened up. But that's another conversation about the dishwasher. I'm like, why don't you use it? My mom is like that. I have several friends that don't use a dishwasher. What did y'all think it was there for?
Well, and here's the thing, though. Then I know some people that buy houses or, like, remodel their kitchen and specifically have a dishwasher and then just don't use it. Yeah, I occasionally will use it, but for me, it's more about, like, ooh, these dishes in the sink. Let me just put it in the dishwasher, and then I don't have to see it. Then I just take it out to wash it.
Oh, my goodness. Now, we're using the dishwasher over here.
Yeah, I ain't mad. Listen, I ain't mad. Okay, so then, you know, so Nathan and Issa talk about cohabitating. And mind you, they don't get as deep as we get. Right. Then Issa, the block, she has her annual block party that is hella successful. And I forget. Get the name of the company. It's the water company.
Black.
Mm-hmm. They are like, hey, like, we love this event. We love what you're doing. We want to sponsor you. Like, we want to actually sign you. So we're going to send you the contract a little later. So Issa is all in her feelings and excited because it's like, you know, she has worked towards this and it's finally happening. Now, Crenshaw
still around, child.
Still around. He popped back up and he is like, Issa, first of all, I love Issa's assistant. She like, I don't want to have to pop my brother, but I will.
She brings all the energy, okay?
Listen, that's the type of assistant you need in your life. And Crenshaw is saying that, you know, I tried to have my own event and I didn't realize you need permits and license to do things. Yes, you do.
And he just thought she has been difficult for no reason, huh?
Right. And, you know, now he's like, I see what you are talking about. And I really want to, like, work. I really want to figure out how for us to work together. And Issa is like, okay. But for me, it would be a good no. Like, one, you tried to tarnish my reputation. Two,
it wasn't even that it just didn't, like, work. It's the reputation part for me. Like,
And it's just the fact that, like, he's not even taking no for an answer. He's like, but it would be beneficial for both of us.
Right. No, he's just messing.
Yeah, no. And so I think that during this episode, Issa, they show us the visual of any, like, and I'm like this, which is why one of the multitude of reasons why I love Insecure. If anyone that has ever, like, taken a job before or, like, you know, planning a trip or you might meet a man. I'm always daydreaming about what it would be like.
Yes.
You know, like, I feel like, you know, like, oh, this job, I'm going to be doing this. And so Issa really kind of, she takes in, like, oh, my God, the block or the black water. And she lives this like really amazing life. We see her moving in with Nathan. You know, they are in an upscale house and it just seems really happy. And then after Crenshaw comes around, she daydreams about like what it would be like if she went with Crenshaw. And it's, she's still really successful, has a lot of street credibility, doing a lot for the neighborhood. However, she's still in the same apartment that she's in. You know, she felt like they had to make sacrifices and, you know, that somewhat bothers her. And in like the vision, Lawrence was in there.
So, which was interesting because can you just imagine like you're actually daydreaming in real life and then your current man comes out, but that's not who you pictured? Like, can you imagine?
I would be like, huh?
Just don't call the wrong name.
Right. Oh, listen. Okay. But how many times in your subconscious have you like had a falling out with a friend or like, you know, a bad breakup and that person is still in your spirit and you feel like there is unsettledness. So I loved that Lawrence popped up in that.
I like that too. But that definitely is that real life aspect too, right? Until you have cleared some things, they're going to keep popping up in certain circumstances like that.
Right. Okay. Trauma. Okay. Some people don't deal with it. But yeah, like that's the reason why it is in your spirit. And so then it's really just about like Issa kind of sort of second guessing herself. Then we see Molly. We don't get to see the first date with Torian, but in this episode, they reveal that they have gone on a first date. It went well and they are still courting each other. Molly is at work and she's with her other co-workers and Torian comes out from a meeting and everybody was like, where you been at? Why they call you in early? And then they like, you ain't become partner or something. And Torian's like, actually I did. And Molly and Torian have this very weird exchange because it's like, you know, they kind of getting to know each other, but everyone else at the work knows that like, you know, they just co-workers, but they give this hug and they realize it's a little too long.
Can you imagine? Awkward, that energy that she put out. That was, I could see that happening to me. I'm like, I gotta talk myself into calm down.
Right. Well, see, I feel like I'll be good in a situation like that because, you know, I've dealt with people that like, you know, so I feel like I could maybe, but I loved after they like awkwardly walked away, the coworkers was like, they having sex, ain't they? And they was like, yeah, they are.
I loved it too. I loved it. It was just a moment. I feel like I would be cool too, but that was such a natural reaction that you're just so genuinely excited for that person.
Right.
Like, she didn't even catch herself for a second. She was like, oh, wait a minute.
Yes, we're at the workplace. We're at the employment. You know? And so then Molly finally nails down her parents to get their will. And after Molly's mom has had a stroke and she asks Kelly of all people to come over to help her family get the will together. And I thought this also was like such a interesting moment where Kelly's dad, they were talking about like, you know, he has this 404, is it? I always say it wrong. 401k, right? Or is it
401k? Oh,
yes, 401k. Okay, I don't know.
401k.
401k. Okay, y'all know I'm slow. And he feels as though he's worked for 50 years, but when Molly's mom got sick, he had to borrow against it, and there wasn't not a lot left. And so we kind of sort of we see clearly Molly's mom just ain't want to do it, and you know, she want to be giving away linens and like, girl, ain't nobody worried about that. But we see the hesitation in her dad in the sense that he feels like he worked for 50 years and does not have a lot to leave his children. And, you know, Molly is like, this isn't the point of why we're doing this. Like, you know, whatever, we're not worried about the money. Although I feel like the one brother might be. But like, you know, it's you've given us love. Like, you know, we just want to ensure that when that time comes, that it's not a bunch of hocus pocus because. And black families, I can only speak from the families that I come from. A lot of hocus pocus be going down.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So it was, you know, it was just really good to see them kind of sort of nail that down. Molly was supposed to go on a second date with Torian, but, you know, I also really resonated with Molly. Like, after she completed the will, she got into her car and she kind of sort of broke down. Mm-hmm. And we don't necessarily know the reason that she broke down, but one could assume that, like, your parents are still alive and yet you're like planning for them not to be alive, and that realization really kind of sort of hits in. And I know I struggle with that a lot, in the sense that, you know, my mother is not getting any younger, and so, you know, I, you know, struggle with that feeling or that sentiment. So I definitely could resonate with Molly in that essence.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that before on one of the other podcasts too, right? And
right.
It's definitely like when you get to a certain age, you know, and of course, there's many people who have experienced like the death of their parents before getting to this age. But when you get to this age and you're now having to really face certain things and thinking ahead and planning, it's hard, right? Because at one point it's like, oh, am I kind of putting them in the grave already? But right. Also want to plan for it too, you know what I mean? And I felt bad for Molly's dad. He's like, you know, I've done all this, like you said, but I don't really have anything that I'm really leaving to my kids. And that's tough, you know, a tough position to be in. Like, you worked all your life, but you feel like you don't have anything. That's hard. But we do, you know, have to do better in the Black community, especially about making those plans so that we're leaving, you know, people in a better situation that come behind us.
Right. 1,000%. And just, you know, no foolishness that goes on with, yeah. You know, it is just important to have those things, to have your final arrangements. And it's also important to have those conversations with your parents. Absolutely. Or with your loved ones about like how they would want things or what they would like to see, because that people always shy away from that conversation. But yeah. It is so important.
It is, because it puts other people in a difficult position right after you're gone. And you don't want to have to put that burden on somebody else. So at least share what your wishes are. I mean, I felt that when my cousin passed away. I was like, I never want to have to leave my family to have to pick up from after me. You know what I mean? And it was as simple as me coming home, cleaning out my drawers. Like, do you know how personal that is for people to go through your stuff?
Listen.
Like, I just don't want my family to have to like be concerned with certain things.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. It's only natural. Mm-hmm. And so after that, Molly was supposed to go on the second date with Torian. But, you know, she and what I liked about this Molly is that normally the Molly that we know would just be like, I'm not feeling good. And like, you know, whatever. But she opened up and was like, you know, had a really rough day with my family. And Torian was like, absolutely. I get it. Like, you know, let me. You want to talk about it? I was like, ooh,
I could just love him for that. I actually really like him.
I do, too. Listen, when he was like, can we talk about it? I just felt my box of briefs get moist or something. Like, you know, like, I was just like, oh.
He's just so, like, because a lot of people don't want to talk.
Right.
About certain things. Like, I'm here for that. I want somebody who's going to be a good listener like that. Like, yeah, just tell me. Whenever you're ready to talk, I'm here.
And the key word, want to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Not like, you know, you just feel like you're telling somebody something that, like, you know, like, so want an active listener. Okay.
Yep.
Loved it. And so, you know, Molly and Issa talk, and Issa kind of sort of gives her dilemma about, like, whether or not should she go with this major branding company or work with Crenshaw. And Molly is like, well, why do you have to, like, one, you don't have to pick. And whatever way you go with, like, you know, there'll be bumps on the road, but like, you know, you'll get through it. So whatever your gut is leaning to, follow it.
Yes.
And that's such sound advice, because like, yeah, like, you know, whatever, who doesn't have dilemmas in their life, whether it's like work, relationships, family, where to move, where to live, you know, you're constantly just like in your head with
questioning
it.
Questioning yourself.
Right. And it's like, actually, it's better to make a decision and stick with that decision, whether it works out or not. Like, you know, you still know where you're at.
Absolutely.
And so then we get to out. Okay.
Wait, back up a little bit, though, because you forgot about the delivery.
Okay. Well, listen. Break the surprise delivery down that Molly done got.
Yes. So Molly was, you know, she had a rough day. She, you know, didn't feel like she was going to be able to make the date. The next thing she knows with her new friend, he has a delivery that shows up to her door. So what was it? Wings and wine?
Wings and wine.
Listen, it's the thoughtfulness for me. Okay. Do you know I had somebody do that to me before?
Oh.
And yet, literally, they asked me, like, so what do you feel like eating tonight? What do you want? They were out of town. Next thing I know, I had a full order at my door. It's those little things make a difference. How thoughtful is that? First of all, right. You know you're feeding me, one. And two, it was a surprise.
Right, and I didn't know.
Listen, I mean, that was a moment right there.
Yeah, no, it's very much so. I feel like we only have one episode left, mm-hmm. but I definitely feeling like this could be, you know, the ending that we see from Molly, which yes. would excite me because all throughout the series, I feel like Molly has been us, mm-hmm. single, go like, you know,
trying to figure it out,
going through your whole stages, mm-hmm. go like, you know. So, yes, I makes me excited for Molly. Now,
let's get to out.
Okay. So we see Nathan and Issa looking for apartments. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when Issa and Nathan are looking for apartments, I just in my mind am like, because one, I feel like this and anyone that has followed Issa through this journey, all five seasons, I feel like Issa was always like me. And like, she was stable, but like the friend that lived paycheck to paycheck. Mm-hmm. And so I just feel like, you know, we've gone through this financial journey with her. So it was really interesting for me to see them looking at these like apartments that are like high end apartments. And I know that the block is doing well, but in my mind, I'm like, well, what is Nathan contributing?
Oh my gosh. Literally what I'm thinking, like, does he have any money?
Because like the barbershop is like, I mean, I guess, is it his barbershop? Is it not? Because when they had that fight 2 weeks ago where that he cut somebody else's hair and the other barber felt some type of way, they kept referring to like, we didn't have all these issues until Nathan came around.
Yeah. But then episodes before that, it seemed like it was his barbershop.
So, and Sean, I know, listen.
Confused.
Very much. So I don't know if maybe he bought the barbershop. I don't know. But we don't really know Nathan's finances. And for me, if we're moving in together, and clearly y'all looking at very high-end places, I'm going to need to know what you bring in. And need, like,
because if we can afford the one-bedroom or the two-bedroom. Or
listen, because if I can afford this, then you can have a drawer here.
Listen.
But, I mean, nevertheless, they're on their road. And then we see Tiffany and Derek. We know that they are moving to, now, I want to say Toronto, Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And they are having a going away party, which I love. And so they are inviting all of their friends.
All
of their friends. And, you know, although Tiffany is Issa's friend, when we met Issa 5 years ago, or actually six, you know, she was dating Lawrence, and Lawrence was friendly with Tiffany and became really good friends with Derek. Mm-hmm. So clearly they invite Lawrence.
Right.
Now we get to see Lawrence in the sense where he is actually looking for an apartment, because I'm assuming that he is looking to stay in this area permanently because of his child.
Right. What's the baby name again?
Child. Listen.
Mustafa. I don't know what his child.
Little Lawrence.
Little Lawrence.
And so his friend is like, yeah, are we going to Derek's? And Lawrence is like, I don't know. Those are Issa's friends. And I love the friend of friend. Like, Issa. He's like, my ex? He's like, oh, yeah. And he's like, well, you didn't fight for old girls, so y'all cool. And Lawrence is like, what do you mean fight? Like, I couldn't fight to make her want to stay with me. And the one friend is like, listen, if that was my girl, like, I ain't just letting her walk out of my life.
Listen, I appreciated that moment right there. Okay, because that is all a lot of us want, is somebody to fight for us. Fight for us. And for him to think like, and you always wonder too, right? Is somebody thinking about me? Why did they just let me go so easily? So for his friend to say that to him, I was like, yes, you better hold him accountable.
Right. And I love the friend because he's like a kooky dooky friend. Yes. And he like says those gems. And then it's like, I'm hungry. What you want to eat?
Right. So
you want a panini?
It kind of resonated like, oh, wait, let me think about this a little bit more. Maybe I didn't fight for her.
Right. And it's weird because it's like we think of like the turbulent relationship that Issa and Lawrence have had. And we know mm-hmm. that Lawrence was like so mad at Issa for so long. And so I maybe get the sense of him like to fight? Like, why should I have to fight if, like, you know, I forgave her, we came back together, and then she decided not to be with me? So I kind of sort of understand Lawrence's dilemma here, but I also feel like you are the man in the relationship, mm-hmm. and not that, like, gender roles matter, but I do feel like there is something to be said for somebody that, like, fights for what they want.
But in true fashion.
But in true, listen, okay. And again, another thousand thing that I love about Insecure is that we always get to hear both sides of the story.
Yeah.
And, you know, we hear from Issa's perspective and then we think one thing, and then we actually get to hear Lawrence's perspective and, you know, him, like, fighting for Issa to stay never even crossed his mind.
Not a thought at all.
And, like, you know, but again, it's like maybe he doesn't have that circle to talk about it to friends, or, like, you know, so it's just interesting because it's like sometimes we think people don't do things for, like, you know, me, a petty reason, but really it could have been just never really brought to their attention.
This is true. This is why I like that he called it out to him.
Right. So we get to the party, okay? Tiffany family live, they live in the hills somewhere. And Tiffany, who was my girl Amanda Seals, love her. I don't know what the hell Tiffany had on. That dress was not was not it. I don't be understanding them type of pieces. But it's interesting because clearly we know Tiffany does not want to move away, and clearly this can't be a storyline that goes far because we only got one episode left. But
right.
I definitely saw some tension in Tiffany and Derek with, like, every time they talked about Denver, you know, the way that Tiffany would talk about it, and she'll be like, oh no, but I'm excited for it, like, you know, but it's not here. Like, I don't know, I picked up on some things that I was like, this is interesting.
What'd you pick up on?
I just felt like if there's tension, I feel like maybe they won't move. Like, I don't know. It was just something that I don't know. But so Issa shows up with Nathan. They looking cute or whatever.
Like the coming out party for everybody relationship.
Okay, right. So, you know, she brings Nathan. And here's another weird thing that I thought during this episode. So, like, I guess they're... while everyone is coming in, like, Tiffany and Derek are, like, standing, greeting their guests, like, saying, hello, 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 like, you know, whatever. But I just was like, why is Kelly standing next to them greeting the people too?
Because Kelly be doing the most, thinking she's supposed to be up there too.
And she was doing the same thing at the baby's first part, right?
Yes.
But low key, that's me too though. Like, and all of my friends that I'm a truffle to, like, you, and that's me.
What it is, you're the truffle. So it's like, I'm a part of this too. Don't forget.
So that was like a kiki that I was just like, why the hell is Kelly standing up here? Issa and Nathan reveal that they moving in together, and they like, oh my god. And so at that, soon as she says that, then Molly and Torian walk in.
Yes, coming out again.
Molly bringing a man, and it's like, you know, boop boop boop. So Torian, like, looking around the party and seeing kids, and they're like, oh, it's Tiffany bougie ass, did you bring us a gift? And Torian is like, oh no, it's trash.
Actually, I didn't.
And so Molly's like, what's going on? He's like, I brought edibles. And so Molly, like, well, listen, let's take them. I mean, so I ain't mad at a little daytime Addy,
okay,
Addy, Addy.
Okay, we'll have a little fun together.
Boom, boom. Like, that's, so, but also, Loki, that's, like, so very cute. Like, to know that someone else is on your same, like, love it. Mm-hmm. So, just know, listeners, that Molly and Torian are a little off this episode.
They're the only two that know.
Right.
You know?
And then Lawrence comes in with Condola. And, you know, Lawrence spots Issa with Nathan. She don't see him, and they look happy, and we clearly see Lawrence's face change. Condola looks up and sees Issa and just kind of like, you know, it is what it is. But however, to our knowledge, Lawrence and Condola are not together.
Right.
Then we see Issa look up and see Lawrence, and Nathan notices it, and Nathan's like, is that old boy?
Awkward.
Right. Issa's like, yeah. And then he's like, oh, I guess he must be here visiting for the baby. And then Issa's like, well, I think he moved back. And Nathan's like, oh.
How you know?
Right. So, you know, awkward exchange. And so then they do this, like, Tiffany and Derek do this, like, you know, we want to thank all of our friends for coming out. We're so, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then kind of like the girls go in the house and then the guys kind of retreat to the little side area and just have conversations. And Big Bay started getting a little tense.
Yes, it did.
Barbecue randomly came up, and I guess Nathan was like, I haven't really had any good barbecue spots out here. And wait. Okay, before we get to that, so while they're giving a speeches, Dro walks in.
Now that was very unexpected.
Listen, now Dro is Molly's old ex thing who was married, but they had an open relationship, and Molly and Dro used to get it popping. So
again,
Molly is on edible, and Dro walk in, and she like, oh shit! And Issa turned
up. That was
right.
A moment. She said, "Did everybody hear me?" Yeah, everybody.
Yes, you said it out loud. So in this men's little gathering, we've got Molly's current boo and her old jump off. Mm-hmm. We've got Torian, that's Torian and Dro, and then we've got Nathan and Lawrence. So barbecue comes up some way somehow, and very like subtle, cute conversation. And Nathan's like, you know, I haven't like had any good barbecue out here. And Dro's like, oh no, it's definitely good barbecue, definitely good barbecue, definitely good barbecue. You must be a transplant. He's like from Houston. And so at this time, Lawrence kind of like the digs start flowing. Lawrence is like, yeah, like, I don't even know what he said, but basically just digging at him like, yeah, a lot of outsiders don't know good barbecue.
Yeah.
Then Nathan like, well, good barbecue is, I'm from Houston and Houston got the barbecue. And then Lawrence was like, well, I guess it couldn't keep you. So I was like, ooh.
Start testing each other, man, right there, little jabs.
I was like, oh, okay. Getting a little tense. Mm-hmm. So then inside, the girls are just having a kiki. Molly is being high. And Condola walks in. And it's like, ooh.
Cricket, cricket.
And Issa and Condola have a very awkward, like, there is no beef between them.
Right. It's just awkward.
Just awkward. So it's just, yeah, an awkward situation. Mm-hmm. But I loved Issa's girlfriends, because when Condola walked in, they all was like, okay, like, you know, they knew, like, let's give them a moment, because yeah, if a conversation will be had, it'd be better without us right here. So they have their awkward little moment, cute, whatever. So Condola comes out and she's like, listen, I think I'm gonna take baby Lawrence home. And Lawrence is like, oh, okay, you want me to come? She's like, no, I actually think you should stay. It'll be a while before you get to spend time with all of these friends.
I really admire how she's kind of handling things.
So do I. She's being a grown woman.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And I, like, you know, Lawrence ain't her man. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, you know, three episodes ago, they said to each other, we want the best for each other.
Right. And that, it's about our child.
Right.
Too, and it, you know,
it ultimately means if you're happy, Condola, better life for little Lawrence. If Lawrence mm-hmm. is happy, better life for little Lawrence. So, exactly. You know, and I can't remember if, did somebody say something to Lawrence to motivate him? I can't remember.
Talking about at the party?
Yes.
I don't recall somebody saying something. I think that he also had in his head, you know, coming into this, like, if I see her, this is what I would do. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm sure that little situation with Nathan probably just triggered him to be like, nah, I'm really going for it now.
Right.
It's about the moment, right? It like happened at the perfect time.
Right. So Issa, Condola left, which probably gave more Lawrence the yep. green light to have a conversation
yeah.
with Issa, because like he don't want to disrespect his baby mother. And so Issa is throwing something in the trash, and Lawrence pull up on her.
Ooh, pulled up.
Okay. And she's like, ah. And mind you, that's a reaction to me too, because I would have screamed too if I,
yes.
one, I didn't expect to see you, and two, like, you're startling me. So
yes,
Lawrence is like, you called me a month ago. What was that about?
And in true fashion, like a G, she was like, it was a mistake.
Right. And he was like, a mistake that you called or an actual like butt dial? And she was like, well, it's a mistake that you called. Hmm. And then, baby, Lawrence, I mean, I don't know if this is a... Is this Casey and Jodeci? Tell me what you want.
Oh, yep.
Tell me what you need. Huh. Tell me if ain't good. Okay, because Lawrence starts putting it down and he's like, listen.
Yes. Can somebody come do that for me?
Listen, okay. I'm unlocking my door now. Walk in. He like, I'm not happy. And I'm not happy because I'm not happy when I'm not with you. Ooh.
Tell me again.
Okay, he said, I love you, Issa. I want to be with you. And at first, Issa was like, and I was right. I agree with Issa. Like, this ain't the place or time to have this conversation.
Yeah, no.
Okay, you see I'm with my man. This yeah. at Tiffany party, this ain't appropriate. So she right. But also, okay, it was turning me on, Lawrence, listen, being like, man. F this, F that. Like, I want to be with you. Like, and then he said, are you happy?
What's funny about this is I feel like these are the things that women usually ask, right? Mm. Like, are you happy? Why did you call? Did you mean to call? So for him to be so vulnerable to do that, I am here for it. Wrong time. But
wrong time.
I was here for it too. And again, these are the things that we imagine in our head that we're
okay,
happy, but don't really actually happen. For me anyway.
For us anyway. Okay, listen. And so again, in the beginning of the conversation, Issa is like, it was a mistake. This ain't the time and the place. And then when he hit her with the, but are you happy? Mm. And firmly, like,
you happy.
It's not a like, are you happy? It was like, or is you happy? Like, it was
or
like,
no.
And we see in the reflection of Issa's face that, like, she doesn't necessarily know how to answer it. And bang, bang, the camera widens out.
Listen.
And Brother Nathan is like, what's going on here? And instantly Issa is like, oh my God, like, we were just having a conversation. Like, no, it's good. Like, we're good. Yeah. And then Lawrence is like, he kind of sort of reaches for Issa and it's like, no, we having a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nathan is like, but hold up, bro, like, back one up. And so then Molly and Torian come outside from being high, eating all of all of the snacks and the food, mm-hmm. then having sex mm-hmm. in the closet. But then they come out and, but mind you, okay, Molly go into best friend mode because she see, like, she like, oh shit.
Yeah, what's going on?
And so Nathan and Lawrence is like, yo, what you want? Hey, what you, and mind you, we're at Tiffany, who is the bougie friend. Yeah. We're at her mom's house. So, and her mom live in a nice house, and mm-hmm. everyone in the party stop and is looking. And so literally, like, Torian practically had to tackle Lawrence. Nathan is heated.
Nathan's on 10.
Issa clearly goes to comfort him. He's like, and mind you, all eyes is on them. It's quiet. You can hear a pin drop. All eyes on them. Issa grabs his shoulder like, you can. He's like, don't get, not right now.
Ooh.
And so, and clearly in Issa's face, it's like, okay, I don't ever want to be in a relationship where a man feels as though that they can talk to me like that.
Yeah.
And in front of everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, and when you see an altercation, like, and again, we know Nathan has not been physically, verbally aggressive to Issa. However, if we ain't know nothing about nothing and we at a party and we see a man yell at a woman like that.
Yeah, you automatically think like, whoa.
Whoa, what's going on in that house? Mm-hmm. So Issa's dealing with that. Then she kind of like walks over towards him again and he's like, give me a minute. And then literally, like, it was Issa's face when, and again, everyone is looking and Molly is like, girl, are you okay? And Issa's face was just like,
she was then, embarrassed, I know.
And the episode ended. Now, here's the thing. Now, y'all know I ain't really been team Nathan this whole season.
Mm-hmm.
I've been team Lawrence. However, in this episode, I
Who team was you on?
I mean, I'm still Team Lawrence, but I felt empathy for Nathan because in this situation, although you know I'm Team Issa, and like this is a dream come true happening with Issa and Lawrence, I just feel like, what did Nathan do wrong in this situation? He actually didn't do anything. And if anything, like, Lawrence is actually disrespecting his girl. And like, he's disrespecting Nathan and Issa's relationship. And I feel like Lawrence was the aggressor.
He was a little aggressive.
I mean, you know, so in that aspect, I just have to be fair that, like, I kind of, like, empathize with Nathan. I feel like Nathan got set up going to this party.
You think he got set up?
I mean, I feel like set up in the sense that, you know, he went in, like, I just feel like it was just a setup for him. He already was uncomfortable when he found out Lawrence was there.
Yeah.
He didn't really want to be there. And then for him to, didn't know that Lawrence was back in town. Then for him to like, and we don't know how much of the conversation he heard.
Right. And I was going to say, but how else could Issa have eased his mind though? Like, at least he knew that he was going to be there.
I don't think that he knew.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we don't know. We didn't see. Right. And I, yeah, and if anything, like Issa could have like shut the conversation down immediately and like left it and just been like, I cannot be seen with you when my man is here. However, yeah, she somewhat entertained it because it's like, we clearly know like where her heart is at.
But he did kind of walk up on her.
I mean, yeah,
she could have backed out of it.
She could have like, yeah, she could have ended it and left it away.
Yeah.
Now on the same token, I'm mad at Lawrence.
Fight for me, boo.
Right, okay, fight for me. Show me you want me.
I just
want
to hear what you got to say. That's all.
So, like, I'm just not mad. And so, yeah, and that's where the episode ends. And we only got one episode left.
Hoo-cha.
So listen, girl, first of all, you won't have to come back next week, okay? Because
yes,
we can't wait 2 weeks.
Right,
we got business to get to.
Let's predict what we think's gonna happen.
I don't know. Like, I mean, I want Issa and Lawrence to be together, but I don't know. Like, I feel bad for Nathan.
Ooh, look how the table has turned.
I know.
I mean, I don't know if I feel bad for him. I mean, I'm empathetic, right? Like,
right.
I get it. To be in that situation is tough, you know? But I'm just like, choose love, girl. Whichever one is love for you, choose that. They say love wins, right? I mean, for everybody else.
I mean, it's just...
But, you know, it's also that thing, like, for me, I think men want what they want when they want it. Mm. And usually it's the timing ain't right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And that's another thing. Like, very similar to Molly's situation. The fact that, like, you know, Molly always talks about how when she was getting nasty in the closet with Torian, and she was like, this is a really good day, I'm having so much fun. And he was like, yeah, but why do you have that face? And she's like, you know, normally like guys get tired of me.
Such a reflective moment.
Okay. It just doesn't work out. So I am scared to actually let my guard down and like be present. And Torian's like, well, it's actually the opposite for me. Like, I ain't really like you. Mm-hmm. And now I'm starting to like you. And now I don't foresee me not liking you.
Another moment.
Mm-hmm. But it always, I felt this way since like fourth grade. I always feel like the person that you want, like,
doesn't want you,
yes, but the person that wants you, you don't want. It's like exactly. Always this like cycle of
that timing, right?
That timing
is a bitch.
And why I brought Molly into it, because I feel like season three of Molly wouldn't have been able to accept a Torian in her life.
Agreed.
But now she's at a point where she's like, okay, maybe I need to start being more vulnerable. Maybe I need to be open to receive something. And like, look, she's with this the Torian person. So like, you're right. Like, Issa is with Nathan, but is it because a thing of... you just kind of sort of got your heart broken with Lawrence at the end, and now you're just in this life, you know? So again, it's all about timing. But again, I always feel like in relationships, I'm the Nathan, and like I get the short end of the stick. So maybe that's why I haven't switched sides. I just bought pom-poms that say go Nathan.
I love how you said that.
But I still got the Lawrence University hoodie on.
Absolutely.
So I don't know. Like, what do you think?
I just, oh my goodness. I don't know. It's for me, I feel like it's timing and life period, right? It just, but you're right. The people you like don't usually like you at the same time, I would say, right? But I do think as, you know, speaking as a woman, as I gotten older, you definitely start to relax certain things. There's a certain type of men that I would not have been interested in years ago. But now I'm in a different space, or I've learned, right, what things are really going to make me happy, or that I don't have to have this. I can have this. You know, it's about what you have to make your choice. Like, what can I deal with? And then you have to be mature in a certain space to be like, you know what? I'm ready for a Taurian. He helps me to be vulnerable. You know, if there's other things you have to look for. And I think that's what Molly is now able to see and accept him in her space. I'm here for it. I love them actually together.
Yeah, I love them together too. Now, mind you, I still love
man who want to talk.
Okay. I mean, I still give Dro a run for his money too. Listen, Dro, but
see, Dro's like, no, I'm good, Molly. Been there.
Right. Right.
That's a wrap.
So, yeah. So, listen, it's all shaping up for an epic conclusion. Woo! And I'm so excited. I've been able to watch and conversate the season with Dr. Riri.
It's been so much fun.
So, listen, we'll be back next week. You heard it first. Okay, we got to bring in the conclusion. But thank you so much, Sharia, for coming on. And again, congratulations.
Thank you, boo. Thank you for having me. I enjoyed this thoroughly. Can't wait till next week.
Yes, we going to have to kiki and catch up. Mm-hmm. Until next time, guys, it's Dr. Riri and Bryce breaking down Insecure.
We out.
Barb's got a message. Barb's got a message. Barb's got a message for you. Barb's got a message for you. Oh, and I hope it comes true.
Hi, this is Miss Barb. And as we enter into the Christmas season, I want to say Merry Christmas and a happy, healthy New Year to all. Because we all have experienced so much this past year, the ups, the downs, and the struggles. And I want to take this time to encourage you all beyond your struggle. This week, I read a piece written by my favorite person, you all know as Nikki Bannis. And I was so encouraged after reading it. So therefore, I have to share. No matter what the struggle you are facing, there is something beautiful beyond this. Something wonderful. Something that will make all of this worth it. Something that will make sense. You are meant to overcome, to grow, and to flourish through this. No struggle can keep you from ever expanding growth and becoming. No path worth walking comes easy, but the difficulties are what give you the opportunity to grow. Difficulties make you look at yourself, really look at yourself, and make you question whether you are going to grow through it or hide from it. And every time you choose growth, you are choosing to see the light on the other side. So choose growth. Choose to find the beauty in the fractured seed. Choose to see the beauty in the waiting. Choose to see the light in the aching. Because as soon as you flip the compass inside of you towards the light, you will never be sucked in the dark again. And once again, my friends, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you. Love you.
Who's the freak? Who's the freak? Who's the freak of the week?
who's that? Who's that? Who's that freaky, freaky, freak? Who's the freak of the week? Might be me, might be you, might be.
And we are on to this week's Freak of the Week. And I feel like I've had no other choice but then to crown this week's Freak of the Week. They just were recently crowned the winner of Survivor Season 41. But I wanted to just take some time to highlight our girl, Erica. You know, I'm all about giving people their flowers. And here at the Purple Pants Podcast, I just want to give a huge shout out and congratulations to our purple queen. She was rocking purple all season long with her hair, the headband on Instagram. She had the purple, and you know, the power of the purple does well for somebody. So seriously, such a huge congratulations to Erica for winning season 41. She is the first Filipino winner. She is the first Canadian winner. She is the first female winner that we've had in 7 years. So listen, it is well overdue. And I love how Erica played. I love her positivity. And I look forward to meeting her one day. But listen, you know, we had to make our girl Freak of the Week, and I haven't asked this in a while, Purple Pants Posse, but listen, you see Erica posting a photo, you see some of her photos, go and let her know that here on the Purple Pants Podcast, she is our Freak of the Week. Well deserved. I thought she played an outstanding game. It really goes to show you when you are playing Survivor, you know, you can win, you can be good at competitions, you can win immunity, but it's really about the connections that you make and how you can advocate for yourself. And I feel like Erica did such a great job at that final tribal council when she was speaking to the jury about what she did, the game that she played, how it affected her, what she thought going in. And it really resonated with me during, I think it was the final episode, you know, when it was the final three, and we get the montage of them and how she talked about being a woman, being a Filipino woman, being short in stature, that, you know, she's not used to being seen or heard. And that really resonated with me. And listen, baby, we see you and we hear you. So another huge congratulations to our purple queen. That is Erica. You are the Freak of the Week. If Erica is the Freak of the Week, that means we are coming to an end of another amazing podcast. Thank you so much, Purple Pants Posse, for rocking with your baby boy this episode. I truly appreciate you. If you have not already, please make sure you are subscribed to the Purple Pants Podcast. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, wherever it is that you get your podcasts from. Y'all know my Uncle Pookie. He riding around until Christmas Eve with the subscription in the back of his trunk. So listen, you can get it from him. Write a review. Okay. Give your baby boy some 5 stars. Hit that subscribe button. And I truly appreciate you. I hope that you all have a happy and safe holiday. Okay. And remember that
it's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better listen in public, might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to unwind, you better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to get your snack, you better hurry right back though. It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants.